lyrics that Ira wrote for what turned out to be George's last melody, particularly the words that he wrote for the verse of the song. Well, I feel that those are his very personal comment about his lost brother.
The more I read the papers, the less I comprehend. The world and all its capers, and how it all will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that isn't our affair. We've got something permanent, I mean the word. It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time we'll grow. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tremble, they're only made of clay. But
fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm on the quiver.
What a mess you're making, the neighbors wanna know. What
vacuum. I always think about an anecdote in one of Oscar Levant's books. He said he was recording the Gershwin Concerto, and he was in the third movement, which is labeled Allegro Agitato. And he got to a very difficult passage, and he happened to glance down at the floor of the recording studio, and there was a candy wrapper lying there that said Butterfingers. So I never look at the floor wherever I am. I would like to dedicate these next two songs to Prime Minister Thatcher.
As we eye the blue horizon's band, earth and sky appear to meet and end. But it's merely an illusion, like your heart and mine. There is no sweet conclusion. Can see no matter how near you'll be, you'll never belong to me. But I can dream, can't I? Can't I pretend in the bend of your embrace? For dreams are just like wine, and I am drunk with mine. I'm aware my heart is a sad. There's much disillusion there, but I can dream, can't I? Can't I adore you? Although we are oceans apart, I can't make you open your heart. But I can dream, can't I?
in the Washington Post that you liked all be seeing you. So how could I resist? I would like to conclude this performance with many thanks to all of you, and I wish the President and Mrs. Reagan many, many happy years of good health and fulfillment, and likewise I wish our new President and Mrs. Bush again many happy years and years of fulfillment, and Prime Minister Thatcher and Mr. Thatcher again the same. God bless you all. I would like to leave you with one more song written by Irving Berlin. After all, he is the oldest songwriter in the world. And he wrote this song in 1915 for a show called Stop, Look, and Listen. How many of you saw that show? Well, I loved it. Well, maybe I stretched the truth a little bit. And before I forget, I would also like to thank my wonderful musical director, Mr. Joel Silberman, and this wonderful band. Thank you so much. Together. They really are marvelous musicians, and I'm thrilled to work with all of them. Thank you. Okay, so Mr. Irving Berlin wrote this song, 1915. It's a song that has sort of become a theme song for me, so I leave you with these words. And thank you again. As a child, I got wild when the band played. How I ran to the man when his hands swayed. Clarinets were my pets, and the slide trombone I thought was simply divine. But today when they play, I could hiss them. Every bar is a jar to my system. But there's one musical instrument that I call mine. I love a piano. I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play on a piano, a grand piano. It simply carries me away. I know a fine way to treat a stein. But I'm exclusively a Baldwin artist. I love to run my fingers over the keys, the ivories, and with the pedal. I love to pedal when Paderewski comes my way. I'm so excited. Genius play. Well, you can keep your fiddle and your bow. Give me a P-I-A-N-O. I love to stop right beside an upright or a high-toned baby grand. Yeah. is there something special you would like to hear? And I hope to God I know it. Anything? Well, I should know anything. Let's see. Oh, okay. All right.
Our romance won't end on a sorrowful note, though by tomorrow you're gone. The song is ended, but as the songwriter wrote, the melody lingers on. They may take you from me, I'll miss your fond caress, but though they take you from me, I'll still possess the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. Oh no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. Oh no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way you dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I don't know when I won't be thinking of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away. They can't take that away. They can't take that away from me.
Thank you, Michael. It's always such a treat to hear you play. Your talent and finesse are products of growing up in a home enriched by a deep love for music. From the early age of five, your musical prowess was quite evident. Today, from Los Angeles to San Francisco, Algonquin to New York, your music has delighted millions. And I also want to congratulate you for being one of the youngest musicians ever to be honored by the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. You're a brilliant pianist and singer, a captivating performer, and take it from me, your best years are yet to come. Michael, I speak for all of us here. Thank you for coming here and making this evening so special.